Welcome to the Recreation Committee meeting this morning. It is a little bit after 9:15. Item number one is approval of the minutes for the December 3rd, 2018 meeting.
Move to approve.
All right, we got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Public comment period. If anybody's got any comments they'd like to say, we give you up to 2 minutes or so to talk to us. Anything? All right, hearing none, we'll move on to item number three. Approval of the 2019 Blessing of the Fleet beneficiaries, and I will turn it over to Steve.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Good morning. We have every year the Blessing of the Fleet, a wonderful event, as everybody is aware, has charities that it supports. You have some read-ahead information I think you've been given about the event. The Magwood family, along with town staff, reviews applications from different charities. One of the primary things that is looked upon is, you know, the goals of the charities, but also their ability to provide volunteers and support for the event, because it takes a lot of people to run this event and put on that large event out at Waterfront Park. For the 32nd annual Blessing of the Fleet, the town staff and Magwood family recommended the following nonprofits to partner and receive the net proceeds for the festival. The East Cooper Land Trust, and there's information here about them and then the work that they do for the community. And then also Southern Paul's Animal Rescue. Both of these are worthy charities in the area. They've been reviewed. Their applications were reviewed, and they'll be able to provide the support needed for the event. Again, the dollar amount for that support is not determined until after the event. This is from revenue for the sales that the event generates, and that amount is then split between the two charities. And so this is a recommendation to committee. I believe it ends up requiring full council approval, but this is coming to you first for input on that.
Is there any chance we can get the Southern Paws folks to rescue our track from the feral cats that are using our pits?
We can work on that. We'll see if they can do something on this one.
Thank you. Guys, anything from the committee?
I have one question. Mm-hmm. So we were given these two names. Was there a long list that was eventually brought down to these two by the committee?
There were other charities that applied as well. Nicole, are you here?
Yes.
Nicole can speak to that.
About 10 applicants. Many of them were recent recipients as well. And so the East Cooper Land Trust, I don't think has been a beneficiary since I've been here, so this will be my ninth blessing. So the Magwood ladies, you know, we always let them have quite a bit of input into this process. They started the festival, as you know, 32 years ago. So they just wanted to spread the love a little.
One other question, and you don't have to even be specific. I know that the amount is determined after it's done, but do you know the amount, like last year, ballpark?
Sure, I can tell you exactly, $5,976.74.
For each of the ones that received it. Okay, all right, good.
I believe if you have the information, if you don't, I have it right here for you. This is a list for the last about 10 years. With the amount that's given to each charity.
I was going to say, Tom, if you'd read your report, you wouldn't have to ask stupid questions.
Well, I didn't know if you had it with you, but
if
you need a copy, we've got it for you.
All right, thank you.
Anything? All right, we got a motion?
Yes, I'd like to move to take to full council these beneficiaries approved by the Blessing of the Fleet Committee.
Second.
All right, we got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? And the ayes have it. Item number four is the approval of the changes to the Farmers Market Advisory Board bylaws.
Yes. Thank you very much. The Farmers Market, wonderful program over there. It is operated by a committee or by an advisory board and made up of members that participate in the Farmers Market, farmers, vendors, and other vendors at large. There is a change that we would like to make to the bylaws that is outlined in the information that has been forwarded to you. Previously, the board is made up of five members, and previously there was a requirement for three of them to be farmers. There has been some difficulty to have three of the farmers on the board, and they would like to make a change to the bylaws to reduce that requirement to only two of the members being farmers. And two of the members shall represent farmers, one member shall represent the food vendors, and two members shall be, represent the market at large, with a preference given to an additional farmer if there is a farmer available to represent the board. So that was the primary change that was being made in the bylaws. And then the other more minor, previously the terms, it just said it would expire in the month of November, and it's more specific that the term shall expire on November 1st or reasonably thereafter. So those are primary changes that we wanted to make to the bylaws, and we were seeking your approval on that.
Okay. Committee?
I'd like to move for approval to...
Okay, so we got a motion and a second for approval. Any discussion? Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Item number five is program and project updates.
All right. Programs are going very well. You have the information on our youth sports, on adult sports, tennis, swimming, senior memberships. You can see the youth sports are up considerably over last year. I also wanted to let you know that the numbers that you have on there are the numbers for youth sports that have taken registration in January. We actually have other youth sports that are still going on. We didn't have a meeting in January, so the December numbers that we had were not reported at the time. But in addition to the numbers that you have here, we also have youth basketball. Has 1,829 participants in it. That's up over 100 people from the year before. And youth wrestling is up to 102. That program has really been taken off. We were only at about 50, 60, and then it's been growing. It's gone from 80 to 90. Now it's 102. Each year we're adding another 10, 11, 12 children in the youth wrestling program. So that's going very strong. Youth swim lessons are up, as you can see. Tennis membership is down a little bit from last year, and senior center membership is down a little bit from last year. Some of the programs that we have going on is the sock hops. The sock hops are extremely popular, and we can't wait to get them where we're able to bring them back over here on this side of town as well, where we have them. We've been holding them all at Park West, and in the future we'll be able to split them and have some at Park West and some here at Town Hall. But they've been going up, they had been held traditionally here at Town Hall for years and years and years. And it dropped off a little bit when we first moved out to Park West, but it's really been picking up again afterwards. So that's nice to see, and what a cool program. I'm always amazed to see all the children out there. And I think we have how many were there the last time? We had 336 participants out there in the gym. I can promise you, it is a place where you'd want to wear earplugs if you're there. It gets a bit loud, but it's a lot of fun. We also unveiled two oyster sculptures, the art on the half shell. Made their debut at the Boone Hall Oyster Festival. They're very nice looking oysters. They're going to be placed in different places around town at Memorial Waterfront Park. We are hoping that it will draw more interest from the community, and we'll get some other applicants. And we do, it is a selective process. We don't just take any applicant. The CAP Advisory Board reviews those and makes selections that are of high quality, to make sure that it's well received by the community. On the department events, I wanted to let you know, most of you are aware, but 2 weeks ago we had quite a busy week going on around here. We had visitors from CAPRA, the accreditation agency for recreation agencies, and they came here. They had a great visit. They were here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. They had a chance to see our facilities. They asked a ton of questions, but we were able to respond and give them great answers. And I wanted to publicly recognize all the work that went into preparing for that, and also recognize that I've mentioned it to some folks already, that I actually view this, we are very proud of it in the Recreation Department, but I view this as much more than a Recreation Department accreditation. It truly is a town accreditation, because many of the standards in the process dealt with areas from all across the town. We had the police department, we had purchasing, we had risk management, we had emergency management, we had, you could go across all IT, Everybody was involved in the process. Planning, overwhelming. I can't believe how much they helped us in the process with all information about land acquisition and ordinances that they have to follow. It was very well done. We received a ton of support from all of our different counterparts within the town. And with that, some upcoming events. There's another sock hop on February 8th. Family fun night at the swimming pool, and summer camp registration begins on February 25th. That's always a big day here in the town, and at the Jones Center and all of our registration locations, we're quite busy on that.
Thank you. Jim?
I would just like to thank Nicole Harvey and the Cultural Arts and Pride Commission for all the hard work on Art on the Half Shell. It was kind of a idea that I had in the campaign of bringing more art to the town of Mount Pleasant, and it would not have come to fruition without their hard work in sort of helping the idea develop and evolve into something that would be workable for the town. And it's been incredibly well received. I've heard so much positive feedback from my fellow town council members and just from people in the community. I was having coffee with a friend. She's like, "Oh, I was at the Oyster Festival and saw these amazing things." I was like, "I was working on that." It was very exciting to see. So I'm really hoping that this can become something that will, be something that we can spread throughout the town and partner with local businesses in the next phase to have them have these oysters in their business storefront and, you know, be able to market it as you can kind of go around all over town and take pictures with the oysters and have that be sort of a fun thing for the town of Mount Pleasant. So cool. Thank you.
And thank you for support of the event of that initiative too. That it is going to be very popular. I am expecting it to be very well received. Similar to the It's Raining Art, you know, we did that kind of did some things and put it on display at a couple locations, and then suddenly Town Center came to us and said, "Oh, we'd like to have it at 13 or 14 different locations because they want to see it. It's neat. It draws people in their area." So.
Absolutely. You know, two of the things that I really like seeing about this report is the wrestling. Which I remember when we first started, we had like, I want to say 107 kids the first year we even started. And I remember the coach at Wando was going like, "Oh, my God, we got to be out in the hallways." Their room wasn't even big enough to handle all of them. It dipped a little bit, but now it's back up. And I'm glad to see that in swimming lessons. I think swimming lessons is fantastic. We've got over 100 more kids or people learning how to swim. And you know what? Not only is it great for health-wise, but it saves your lives. I mean, I'm so happy to see so many people taking swimming lessons now, and it's to me that's something that's really important for us to do, and like I said, it saves lives, and my hat's off to you guys for being able to get so many people in there swimming. It's really good.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Since we have a little time, I will just wanted to make a comment on the accreditation. They don't just hand those out. I believe there are now, with Mount Pleasant in, only 4 rec departments in the state of South Carolina that are accredited. Might be 3, but I'm not sure. And I've been through it. You know, I've seen the standards that have to be met. And for Mount Pleasant, I agree with you. It's everybody. You know, the planning, the police, all of those standards that have to be met. But I commend you for going through it. It's not fun. It's not fun, and it's really, really hard. And at all times, people sit there and they just say, "Why are we doing this?" This is, you know. But at the end, when you have it, and when you guys go to Baltimore and you stand on that stage, there's going to be a pride there that you deserve. So I just wanted to commend you and your staff and the rest of the staff for pulling that through. That's big. And I know that Pam helped a little bit.
A great deal. She did. Yeah. She was wonderful to have. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. Appreciate the comments.
Absolutely. And you'll be able to join our police, fire, and we have our
building division.
So we're just adding on and getting better and better. So that's great. Councilmember Cunane, you know the deal.
Evan Cunane, 3032 River Vista Way. Just an accreditation issue. Something came to my attention with the fire department accreditation, which I alluded to at the council retreat. There was a nice report issued. The chiefs that reviewed our department were here for a period of time. And then I learned that there was a couple of whispers about things they didn't like. And they didn't make the report. Extremely alarming. If they tell you something, Steve, or any staff member, if something comes up during the accreditation that alarms someone on that panel, it should be reduced to writing to protect you and the staff. You know, the issue I'm talking about, I'm not going to get into the fire department issue, but it was an issue that could kill somebody, and it didn't make their report. So I'm not saying that the park's accreditation is like that, but if there's negatives that are uncovered during this, they should be reduced to writing, and council should know about it. Because if we don't know about it, we can't correct it. So yes, there's benefits to accreditation. Whether I agree with it or not is not the issue. The issue is if there's a negative that pops up during that vast inspection process, the policymakers need to know about that. The staff, high-level staff, need to know about that. There should be no whispers during this process. So thank you.
We don't whisper in the recreation department. At least I've never seen anybody whisper around there. A lot of yelling, but no whispering. Anyways, anything else for the calls, guys? We're going to jumpstart this next committee ahead a little bit, so we caught back up. Thank you very much. We're adjourned.
Good job.
Thank you.